Yo, what's going on? This is your man, Ryan Righteous, the Independent Artist Spotlight, man. I'm sitting back down with a voice. Yes, y'all, I got him to the ATL. He's in the building, man. So we're going to talk to him about the new release. Victory Lap is out, y'all. The video, the visuals is slamming. I got so many questions to ask about how they got the visuals done, man. First of all, you just don't know, man. This is a up-and-comer for 2026. He's going to blow the scene all the way up. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for the full-length interview with my man, A Voice. He is in the building. You're in the field with the track stars, Ryan Righteous, Sean Tanner, DJ Jeremiah. Let's get into it. Yo, A Voice, what's up, fam?
What's up, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Man, we in the building. We in Atlanta, y'all.
Yes, man. You made it to Track Stars, bro.
Man, it feel good to be up in here, man.
Man, so it wasn't just a couple of months ago that we sat down and we did the first Independent Artist Spotlight.
Yeah.
And I had talked to you about your visuals. And you were like, man, I'm dropping these crazy visuals for Victory Lap.
Yes.
The video is out, bro.
It's out there.
And I'm going to tell you this. I was one of the first to comment on it.
Come on, man.
I watched it live. And as soon as I did, I was like, fire emojis, hot, 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 hot.
Bruh,
hot.
It moved so fast, man. Like, by the time I looked back, I'm like, yo. Yo, that thing going crazy. The first day, it was like 30,000. Then it got up to like, see, I was like, man. Whoo. You know, prayer works.
Won't he do it? Man, so talk about, man, what that release was like for you, bro. Like, just the whole culmination of the whole event, man.
Man, it was all God, man. I can't even take credit for it because, you know, I started promoting last minute. Day of, you know, physically did everything off key of what I should be doing. But one thing I did do right is I said, Lord, if this is your will. Lord, you know, put your hand on it.
Yeah.
And he gave me some little confirmation, bro. And it was like, that day, by the end of that day, that thing hit 60K. I was like, you know how when you pray?
Yeah.
And you know God hearing.
Oh,
but when you see him do it, you be like, and God really heard.
Yeah, you waiting on that increase. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Man.
That's the prayer of Jabez all day. Man. Man, the video shoot looked amazing.
Yeah.
From the stadium view to the gymnasium, how did you guys bring this all together to make it happen?
Man, the guys at Apple Pie Media were just, they're phenomenal in their technical skills. We sat down and we came up with a vision. We know what we kind of wanted to shoot, what we wanted it to look like, and we filtered through a couple ideas.
Yeah.
But, man, we knew we wanted it to be about the community. We knew we wanted to bring in everybody that's legends within the community, people that are doing things within the community. So we brought in Uncle Luck. We brought in, and this and around Lafayette and around a lot of places, Uncle Luck is pretty popular, and he's been doing a lot for the community. And some of the gospel rappers that are there, L.A. Will, and, you know, a lot of the people that are moving and shaking around there. So we just wanted to do something for the community and for the school. Northside High School is where we shot it at.
Okay.
We wanted to get the youth involved, and we just wanted it to be a community event.
Okay. Was that a school you attended?
Yes.
Okay.
Northside is where I, you know, I stumped ground in my teenage years, and so I wanted to do it in a place. I got to go back to the roots, you know?
Yeah, you got to go back.
And, you know, a lot of us went to Northside. A lot of people that you see in the video, these are Northside natives. You know what I mean? This is where we grew up.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to take it back there, man, and do something special, man. And so we mapped it out. We planned it out. Matt Valentine, Chris, these guys are geniuses.
Yeah.
You know, they figured out how the technical stuff would work. And then Pastor Omar, you know, came in and cleared everything, cleared the debt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's great.
And man, it just came to life, man, and it was good.
Yeah, no, it was amazing, man. I thoroughly enjoyed.
Come on, man.
It was 3 minutes and 41 seconds, bro.
Hello.
I think that's what it was.
It's a movie, bro.
It was really good, man. Talk about the relationship with Bizzle, man. I actually caught up with Bizzle when we were in Flavor Fest.
Come on.
And I was like, man, I just hooked up and did an interview with A Voice. And he was like, okay, that's what's up. He didn't know it was somebody at first. He heard A Voice.
Yeah.
And he was like, whose voice? And I was like, no, A Voice. And he was like, oh, my man with Victory Lap. And I was like, yeah. Man, he said you were just a good dude, man. He loved shooting the video because it had already been shot. By the time I met with Bizzle.
Yeah, man, mm-hmm. He's a super humble dude too, man. Like behind the scenes, like he sat there and made sure he dapped up everybody on set that wanted to see him. Made sure he took pictures with everybody. Security was like, okay, he was trying to get him back to this. He was like, nah, I don't want to take pictures. I'm out here.
Bro, I asked him that question. You got to check out my interview I did with him. Same day that I talked to him, the day after I talked to you.
Come on.
I sat down with him for the interview.
Come on, man.
Yeah. See, I'm going to send it to you. You got to check that out. But bro, like, okay, this set up 2026 for you.
Come on.
We're not out of January yet,
right,
bro.
Right out of the gate.
We're not out of January yet. What is the season that you're in right now, bro? What does it look like?
It's a miracle season. It's a season of God doing things that I couldn't do on my own.
Oh, I know that season.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like when you look at me, you know what I'm saying, and how we're just getting started off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it don't look like it's set up to bring forth that right out the gate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When we start getting into the 100K, I was like, I had to call Butch. I was like, Butch, are y'all doing something behind the scene that I'm not seeing? Why are these numbers going up like that? And they was like, nah, man. You know, we talked before because, you know, when you're just starting with a label, we got to do the analytics.
Yeah.
We got to see where everything is coming from. So I was like, Butch, what's going on, man? He was like, man, I was going to ask you the same question.
Yeah.
That's just raw.
Mm.
That's just the algorithm must have caught it and did something. And I was like, bruh.
Yeah.
God is really doing something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what he's doing, why he did it like that, but that thing just went crazy out of nowhere. And so that was just the start of God saying, no, I stand behind this.
Yes.
Like, this is me doing it. You walking in a victory lap. The war is already won. You ain't racing. This is the victory lap. You've already won. This is what I'm about to do, not what you're about to do.
I love that, bro.
Man.
I love that. So talk to me about, man, how everything's going with the label, right? It's fresh for you. It's a new start. But talk about the progression that you're seeing just off being signed alone.
Man, it's surreal, man, because it's a lot of new faces, comments, likes. It's still you're just seeing the activity.
Yeah.
You know, the motion that you haven't seen before. But it's just surreal, man. It's just surreal because things are happening. I don't know how to experience it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just taking it in one day at a time. You know, I'm trying to learn how to even exist with, you know, in this space.
Sure. Has it been a surprise to you that we're leading the world in music? Christian hip hop is leading the mainstream, and we like dusting our feet off and just leaving them behind.
Right.
Has that been a surprise to you?
It's about time.
Yeah.
I mean, because when you look at the music, the substance.
Man.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, when you compare the substance to what you're getting, it's about time. You know what I'm saying? You should have been chose that plate.
Yeah.
Because the music sounds good. You can't take that excuse of, like, it's corny no more. You can't say that
anymore.
No. That's gone.
Mm-mm.
When they dropping this stuff, it sounds better than the stuff you're getting on the other side.
Yeah.
And it has substance.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it. That's the difference, man. That's the awakening right there.
Yeah.
Why is it important for artists to have a work ethic as strong as the one that you have? Like, why has that been the culmination of your success?
Man, I think, so there's a scripture that I believe wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Bible said, God looketh on the inward appearance.
Yep.
But man looketh on the outward appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have to speak two languages. We have to have a pure heart, but we also got to get our outward appearance together as well, because I'm communicating something that I'm not aware that I'm communicating if I don't take care of excellence in this physical world.
Yeah.
I believe when you're really spiritual, you do take care of the physical world too.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we float off into the spirit and we just neglect the physical.
Yeah.
I don't believe that should be like that. I believe that the cloud should look like it can bring forth rain. You understand what I'm saying? And I also believe it should bring forth rain.
It should.
I want to see both.
It should, absolutely.
You know, and so that's how I look at it, man. I feel like it's important to have that excellence, because it's a tool, not for God, but our works are necessary for men.
Yes.
To see.
Yes.
They should see our faith.
Are you looking forward to the different acts of collaboration? Like, are you thinking that, hey man, there's an artist in mainstream that I would link up with the same way I linked up with Biz? I can do some other things with them, but you know, is there anybody that like stands out in your mind?
Man, it's all a journey, man. I'm excited to work with different mindsets, different creativities, just to see, you know, how that met. I'm looking to learn. I'm looking to grow my craft. And sometimes seeing other people operate in their craft opens your mind in a new way. They're like, oh, man, I didn't even know, like, that was a thought process to create like this.
Right.
And so I'm looking forward to that part. It's not really like particular people that I'm looking for. I just want to work with everybody, man.
Yeah,
fellowshipping
yeah.
and growing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm excited about that part.
Yeah. Man, you have such a beautiful family, man.
Hello.
Yeah. You got a team.
That's my saying. Hello.
You got a squad. How do you balance everything that you're doing with family work life?
Man, one day at a time.
Yeah.
You never start off at anything perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just attacking it, not being afraid to not be perfect, but still be tenacious at figuring it out. You know, sometimes you got to build a plane while you learn how to fly. But I have great examples in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
My pastor, he is a great example of how to walk with your wife and balance ministry, to balance all things, your kids, finances, your health.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so when you're able to see faith lived out, it doesn't make it as complicated. You don't get it perfect, but it's not, you don't make as many mess ups. You know?
No,
so.
I know exactly what you're saying. How much fun are you having?
Man, I'm having a lot of it's a victory lap, man. So I have fun every day. Wherever I go, it's a process of learning how to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there is that. Some people work, but they don't know how to enjoy it.
Yes.
I'm into, like, I want to work, but I also want to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually want to have fun while I do this stuff.
Yeah.
And so integrating that into the core of it, you know, I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You shared a very important story with me, man, the last time we talked, man. You told me about just hearing the CD of the pastor, right?
Come on.
Where you are today, man, what do you tell somebody who is just about giving up on their dream, but then you remind them of what you saw that night in the truck and what God has showed you to this day? Like, what are some things that you would give as forms of encouragement?
Man, I would say keep pushing. You know, you never know what God can do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Some seasons are only seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And seasons change.
Yeah.
But they're meant to be experienced.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? So just learn how to go through, because whatever you're going through is going to become a lesson, or it's going to become a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes being in the weight room, it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I can't lift it today.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I can't lift it today.
Yes.
And the weight doesn't get lighter, but you do get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, and the stronger you get, the heavier the weights probably get.
Yeah.
But you get stronger.
Yeah.
And so there's the benefit, man. If you find yourself in a season where you feel like, man, I don't know, hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I hung in there. And wait on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord. You
that
know
shall
what I'm saying?
Renew their strength.
Hey, Lord, preach it.
That shall mount up like wings.
Preach man. It. Yeah, man.
I love it, man. Yeah, I got to pause for a second. Bro, you seem so balanced, man. You seem like you just kind of have balanced out, bro. Talk about how important it is that you see people exercising mental wellness.
Man, I think mental wellness is one of the most important things you can do.
Yeah.
In order to walk in this faith, you know, and I'm going to get a little bit religious here. In order to walk in this faith, man, I mean, he says you got to first renew your mind.
Absolutely.
And so if we're walking around with our mind all out of whack, it's really hard to be decent human beings when you can't even see reality properly.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you say love, I'm not even hearing love.
Right.
I'm hearing trauma.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And so I think sometimes we need to stop and heal.
Mm-hmm.
Or because if we're still bleeding, we're going to bleed on people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of times you hear people. Whether like if we're talking about a different, you know, genre, we hear people bleeding on people through music. We hear people bleeding on people through entertainment. And so they're spilling their trauma. They trauma dump and they doing, you know, and they haven't healed.
Yeah.
So I think as individuals, it's important for us to take time to heal, man. Before you try to heal people.
Yeah.
Take time to really examine what the Bible say, does thou commit adultery? Right, right, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, before you point at somebody else, have you healed yet? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's interesting you say that, man, because we live in a fallen, broken world, man, where people aren't, they don't look the same anymore, man.
No.
Like, we're going through something so serious on the side of you know, ICE and everything. It's man, how can we not take time to reflect on those things, right? And then also show our human side. Got to show your human side in these situations, man. It can't just be about, you know, what I've got going on and what's going on in my life, what I'm doing. I was challenged this year by my pastor to pray for somebody new for 90 days.
Come on.
Pray for somebody. Just whatever God puts in your heart, just pray for that person. And I love the reality of it, man, because it's causing me and my wife to really stretch ourselves in our prayer closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Those things are important.
Yeah, especially when you got to pray for somebody for 90 days. you know, praying for somebody for 2 weeks is one thing. But it's like, man, when you invest into something, your heart gets tied to it.
It does.
You know what
it
I mean?
Really does.
If you put your money, if I spend money somewhere,
yeah.
Hey, man, you know, what's going on over here? You know what I'm saying? Why is this restaurant a hole in the wall? I come here every day spending good hard-earned money. When you invest,
where's my investment going?
Yeah. That's how we is with church. Like, where's my investment going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you thought much about, you know, what comes next? You got the heater with this. You got, you know, you talked about another song. You even got something coming out with an Atlanta artist. Talk
on,
about
man.
That.
Come on, man. So we in the works. It's low key right now,
okay.
But I mean, you know, we got some you know, 1K, and we working on some things behind the scene.
It's my brother, man. It's
come
my
on,
brother.
Man. Yeah, Atlanta, y'all holding it down. And so we actually been migrating this way, having a lot of ministry come out towards Atlanta. And so we've been out here, man. Y'all welcoming out here, man. And so we just building relationships, you know, learning how things work and understanding how things move, and we're just excited, man.
Yeah. How do you download your writing process?
Ooh.
Where does that come from?
Man, it's like meditation for me.
Okay.
Some of my songs are mostly like prayers. It's conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So if you it's like a back and forth conversation sometime. If you really listen to me close, you'll hear things that I'm just saying things, and then things are being said back to me. You know what I mean? I challenge listeners to go listen and just look for that. But that's what it is for me a lot of times. It's just me meditating. Meditating on the word. Sometimes I'll put a track on and I'll just sit there, bro, for hours just listening to it, and words will just come.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that.
That's possessed by the Holy Ghost.
I like that,
you know?
That's real power.
Come on, man.
That's real power. Man, as you navigate these waters, man, and you see things... Has there been anything that surprised you where you were like, I didn't know this was a thing. I didn't know that was how they do this. Like, the industry is wild, bro.
Yeah.
Industry can get you caught up if you're not, you know, careful.
Yeah.
But there's some also things in there that are beautiful.
Yeah.
What have you noticed being in the industry as
Man,
a young bull?
I noticed things aren't always as they appear to be. And that's what we call entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just that things aren't always as they appear to be. And that's what a bait is for. You know what I mean? And so a lot of this is fishers of men.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people fishing. It's not just Christians. I mean, there's the people fishing for money, trying to get the money out of your pockets. They're trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
And some people are trying to get your soul. And there's different fishermen. And so I just noticed there's a lot of that. There's a lot of it is entertainment. But I kind of realized that on the front end, because I used to do music before I came to Christ.
Gotcha.
And so
I
was kind of turned off from music at that point, seeing some things behind the scene at that point.
Mm.
So I thought I was finished with music altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And so this time around, I was like, God, if I'm going to do this again, it can't be about me.
Sure.
I was like, this is going to have to be all about you.
Sure.
And so that's where the name A Voice comes from. I'm just a voice for his word.
Yeah.
Like, it's about the word.
Yeah.
I'm just a voice. And that was my agreement with God from the jump. You gonna have to do it, because last time I feel like I almost lost my soul playing with this stuff.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was gonna bury that thing.
Yeah.
But through a few sermons or whatever, the Lord convicted me, and I was like, I'm burying a gift that God has given me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People listening, what is it that you want them to know about who you are, what you stand for, and where you are going, and how you're leading the way for a younger generation in music?
Man, I just want to be helpful to this generation in some way, whatever it, you know, I've learned that seeing is the best tool for being.
Yeah.
You got to see a king to be a king.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I like that, yeah.
And so I want to do my best to reflect the grace that has been shown to me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I want to figure out a way to help people see the God that we serve is how beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How majestic. Mm-hmm. And how they saying, it ain't none of that corny stuff. It ain't none of that, like, just make-believe,
yeah,
whoop-de-doo stuff they got going on. But it's actually a God that is full of love, wisdom, understanding, power, and majesty. Mm-hmm. And it's just, people don't get to see that unless you live in that. And so that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I want to die doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love that.
And so that's just what my life is given to, win, lose, or draw. That's what we're given to.
Yeah. You that's know? Powerful, man. Break down, break down Victory Lap for us.
Man.
From start to finish, man, what was your take on how you approached it?
So it started off again with a meditation, man. Mm-hmm. Just realizing from the beginning,
yeah,
the ending was set.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? So I start off the song, it's a movie, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Because from the beginning, the ending is set. Mm-hmm. This movie ends with a foot on their neck.
Bars.
God is victorious.
Yes.
It's too late to bet. The purchase been made. He cleared the debt, bro. This is a victory lap. You understand what I'm saying? And so it's just coming from the perspective, every movie, before they ever hit record, the script is given. The characters are chosen. The villain is already known. You know what I'm saying? In great detail. And so the villain is only pulling things out of the hero. The villain only exists to pull things out of the hero. He was never meant to win.
Ooh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
so when
you start understanding it in a holistic way, it's like, man, this is a victory lap. I'm not even racing with the, I'm not even competing with the enemy. This ain't no competition. The competition is finished.
Yeah.
So I can just stride in this thing and show off what God has done. That's my thing. I get to show off what God is doing. This is bragging rights. He gives me the right to brag. You know what I'm saying? I can't boast in me, but he says, yo, every one of y'all got right to boast in me.
Yes.
Let any man that brag, let's do it like this.
Yes.
And so my brag is becoming endless. I could do this all day long. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't run out of stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's where the song started at. It was like, man, God is doing something and he's already done it. Like, I just got to let my light shine. I can make this thing look, you know, I get to make this thing look beautiful.
Yeah.
I get to stride on the victory. Let the people see it. Like, look what he's done. So that's how I approached it. And I just built off of that. The hooks, it started from that. And I was just like, all right, let's just find some words, a verse for this thing.
I love that, man. I love that. Man, tell everybody how they can support you, how they can find you on social media, and what to look out for next.
Man, make sure y'all just first type in A Voice, all one word. No space bars, just one word, A Voice. And on YouTube is just A Voice. But on the other social media channels, you can find me under A Voice underscore Hunt.
Got you.
Because A Voice just ain't available, right?
Got you, yeah.
You know how that go.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here, bro. Definitely a blessing to talk to you again, man. Love sitting down with you. Love your energy.
Hey, man.
Y'all just don't know, man. This is a real one, man. This is a real one. We don't have that many real ones, man, that just come out the gate just with a floodgate of wisdom and knowledge and Holy Spirit drip on them, man. So y'all make sure y'all go out and y'all check out A Voice, man. He is killing it right now. This is your man, Ryan Righteous, the Independent Artist Spotlight, and we out. Peace.
Okay. In the artist spotlight. Okay. Making sure you shine bright. Okay. Ryan Righteous, that's right. Okay. Track stars too hype. Okay.